the Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, Moses was commanded as to what objects and what articles of clothing would be necessary in the tabernacle, how they could be, should be constructed, and what substances they should be made of. In Parshas Vayakir Pekudei, the actual construction takes place. A lengthy discussion and a great amount of detail is given to the construction of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. One of the reasons for this is, as our sages say, even after there is no more tabernacle, and even after the temple, the Beis HaMikdash, is no longer in existence, we nevertheless have the idea of a Mikdash Ma'at, making for ourselves a miniature temple, a miniature sanctuary, a place where God's presence can be expressed and a dwelling place for God. Firstly, the places of prayer and the houses of study are called miniature sanctuaries for God. Even more so, the individual houses, the dwelling places for every single Jew, the Jewish home, must also become a dwelling place for God, also become a miniature mikdash, a mikdash ma'at. How can we make our own homes into a mikdash ma'at? The first commandment regarding the construction of the vessels was that of the ark, which contained the tablets, representing the idea of Torah, that it should be a house which is full of Torah and full of Jewish books, and not only the books should remain on the shelves, but rather the essence and the spirit of the books should also fill the house, that they should be studied and they should be put into practice. So too, the idea of tefillah, of prayer, was foremost in the idea of the temple, as the law is that when one prays, one must face towards the temple, since this is the place where all the prayers ascend to the heavens. And so too, the foundation of the home must be based on prayer, as we say at the beginning of the day, Meida ani lefanecha, that I submit myself and give myself over to you, God, at the very beginning of the day, with a feeling that this permeates every action of the day, and also adding on various prayers in the house, such as the blessings before and after foods, and so on throughout the day. So too, there is the idea of gemilas chasadim, of charity, a flow of kindness to the world, which was given to the world through the temple, through the Beis HaMikdash. As our sages explain, this was the idea of the Shulchan, the table which was given for the showbread, the Lechem Aponim, that this table, which was the second vessel about which we were commanded, this was a source of physical blessings for the entire world. And so too, in a Jewish home, there must be charity boxes, tzedakah pushkas, and one must use one's house as a center for charitable deeds for the entire community. And just as adults can utilize their dwelling place to become a mikdash ma'at, a miniature sanctuary, so too children can and should be educated in this as well. And this can be eternalized and brought down to the child's level by having these same three things personally in their own room. They can be given a Chumash, the five books of Moses, or another Torah book to be theirs personally. And in addition, be given a personal siddur, that the boy or girl have his or her own siddur, and an own personal tzedakah pushka, a charity box. And preferably, their name should be put on these objects, making them feel that this is their own personal belonging, their own personal book of Torah, book of prayer, and their own personal charity box, which they can give charity to, and they will later on receive the receipt that they have given such and such an amount of charity. In this way, the dwelling place of the adults becomes a miniature sanctuary, and the dwelling place of the children becomes a miniature sanctuary. And through this, every individual becomes a miniature sanctuary. As our sages explain, that when God commanded us to make a sanctuary, he said, "V'shachanti b'seicham." He said, "I will dwell in them." Instead of saying that he will dwell in it, meaning the sanctuary, he said he will dwell in them. The plural form being explained by our sages that it means kol echad va'achas, every single Jewish man, every single Jewish woman, every boy and every girl also has the capability and the merit of becoming a mikdash ma'at, a miniature sanctuary, through the fulfillment of all three ideas of Torah study, prayer, and charitable deeds, just as were performed in the sanctuary itself. Thank you for joining us for the Chassidic Thought on Parshas Vayakil Pekudei, and please join us next week for Parshas Vayikra.